Good evening.
How
Joe.
Are you?
Joe, thank
How
you.
Are you, Ice? It's been a long time.
Good, Jim. Here we go. Worldwide live on the internet through BBS Radio. So I welcome all those folks that are here
with
us.
Good to hear your voice.
All right. Good to hear you too, Jim. This is the formerly Sedona Jim. He has turned himself to the Mesa Jim. Great to have you, Jim, for being here.
Mike, it's great to be here.
All right. It is Wednesday evening, and tonight we have our You Got Questions, We Have Answers. And I believe that our beautiful Wynn and Teddy have just showed up.
Oh, you know what? You can call Terry beautiful.
Hi, Wynn. Hi, Terry. Hi, Wynn. Hi,
Jim.
Terry.
Hi, Jim.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
Hi. Terry is beautiful, but don't call me beautiful. You can call me intense. You can call me wise. Wise is okay.
I'll call you Jim.
Jim is good too.
And hi, would you mute Jim, please?
I'm right here, loving everybody.
Jim, you should send me a question for tonight, you know?
No, I didn't. No, I have no questions.
Oh, yes, you do. But
all callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Here we go. Let's see. Start a recording here.
This conference is being recorded.
This is March 9th, 2016. Wynn and Terry in Sedona and everyone everywhere. And tonight is the night for questions. And let me just say, before we start the call tonight, I just wanted to, actually we started, but before we start the questions, first off, I wanted to urge everyone, and I've said this before, but I think I'll keep saying it, because it's one of those things that once there's urgency, it will be too late. Store some food. Go to the 99-cent store. Get some, you can get a $100 thing for a month, or you can buy, 50 cans of Sloppy Joes or something. and 20 gallons of water. And hopefully you'll never need it. But if you do, you'll be really glad it's there. It won't cost that much money. And we are in a topsy-turvy world now. And things could happen that could cause us to need that, okay?
Get away from the microphone.
And even George Lori is selling... Terry, maybe we should go into the food business. Compete with George, okay?
Yeah.
George is selling, he's been doing that for quite some time, hasn't he? Been selling storable foods, right?
He has. He's been doing it for years, I think.
And if you want to invest some money, invest it in a storable food company. And if you have some money in the bank, get some gold or silver and put it somewhere. You know, there is a phenomena. I'll share this phenomena with you. And it's a very unusual phenomena, and I bet you'll be surprised when I tell you, because I used to be this way, okay? It has to do with cash and ownership of things. And I recognize there's a program that's probably deliberate, but it may not be, but nonetheless, there is a program that makes us think we shouldn't have cash. It's okay for the bank to have it, but we can't have it. And I think that program, cash is power in this realm. And when I remember I had a teacher who talked about having a money magnet, and I think he was right. He said, 10% of your income, put it in cash, put it under your bed, and don't spend it, okay? And use it, or if you're going to spend it, use it to buy a house or buy something that's going to be as stable as the cash, you know, as negotiable as the cash, which property is. Usually it is, okay? And in any case, I remember the very first time I sold something at an event, and I had this cash in my pocket. And I remember thinking, like, I shouldn't have that in my pocket. It was maybe $200 or $300, okay? And I wasn't used to having that much money. And I used to think that was a huge amount of money. Plus, I probably took it in one day. And I thought in terms of jobs. And, you know, if you work all day, you make $100, okay? $150, unless you're a professional, okay? If you're a professional, you can have jobs. Of course, you can make, the sky's the limit. But for most of us, $100 to $200 a day, then they take taxes off, and the money goes right in the bank. And it's like I had the money in my pocket, and I felt guilty about it. And I kept asking myself, what is this guilt about having money in my pocket? And I went through it, and I changed my attitude towards money. It's just little pieces of paper. I mean, I used to think, what if somebody robs me? I'm vulnerable. I got this money in my pocket, okay? Now, people don't usually rob people. Although if you're sitting around being paranoid, you might attract it to you. But nonetheless, have some cash, particularly now. Particularly, you know, if there's any chance the banks go down, you can't get the money out of your bank. Some people think our money is going to inflate. So if it's, you know, at different times in history, money inflated. And what does that mean? In Germany, it happened at one point, and people, you know, what normally would cost $10 suddenly cost $1,000 because the value of the mark went down so much. Now, if that happens, gold and silver will still sustain. They will sustain a value outside of the value of a piece of paper. So you don't have to get a lot. Get a little. Sleep on it. Put it somewhere so you start feeling secure. Most of us are so used to it comes in, goes out, comes in, goes out. And, you know, we spend it on sometimes frivolous things, sometimes pleasurable things, but nonetheless, comes in, goes out, and take a piece of money and just sit it somewhere and leave it there. Don't spend it. Get used to the idea that it's okay to have some money that you don't spend. And it's okay to have some extra. Even if you have bills, have a little bit of money, even if it's $100 somewhere, and then get it to be a little more, and then buy some silver dimes. And just in case, silver dimes will always be negotiable. Now, I am not the best person to talk about money management, and Terry is worse than me. But nonetheless, Terry, you want to defend yourself?
No, you're speaking to me. I get some money and immediately goes to my credit card to pay it.
Right. Well, you know, Terry told the story the other day of how somebody was walking up the street selling meat, and Terry actually spent $500, and she didn't even know where the meat came from. I mean, it seems like we're still alive and we've been eating it, so I guess it's okay. But I'll tell you, I was kind of annoyed because that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but what I was thinking No, at least there is food there. And I kind of came, at first I kept telling the guy, no. And then I happened to think, you know, I go to the store and I spend $100. And if I had that meat there, it would cover a lot of going to the stores.
Yeah. Okay. And another piece of advice, okay? That is, never follow any leader who tells you spacemen are going to save you or you should go underground to be safe. Never, ever. Even me. Don't trust me if I ever said that. Figure that I've been replaced. All right? because you know, there are negative agendas that are trying to create leaders. It could look like a spiritual leader. It could look like a charismatic leader. It could look like anybody. And they have an agenda, which I'm not going to tell you here. But don't believe that. Just better, and I'll tell you, it is better to die on the surface than go on an escapade like that. Even if your life is in jeopardy, it's better for your family to die. Because you're not going to end, from everything I know, you're not going to end up in a good way in your future lifetimes. You're going to end up in a worse way, okay? So just don't ask me anymore, all right? And let's get into our show tonight. And I want to thank everybody who made donations. I put in for a donation. I don't like asking for donations. But you know what? We deserve them. I can say we have stood by these shows for years. We have stood by many of you when you're going through all your growth pains. We have been available. And the more money we have, it helps us feel secure. It helps us reach more people. And we work really hard to maintain this. So I put a donation link in today's email. And it doesn't have to be a lot. It's like, you know, in the long run, if we're you and you're me, and we're helping you, then that's a way to help backwards, you know, help back.
And, you know, I think don't see it as supporting Win and Teddy, but see it as supporting the light work, because that's actually what it is, right?
Well, we're pretty, obviously, there's not much difference. We're dedicated to that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We've been dedicated to it for quite some time. And, you know, and it's like many of you have been generous. And some of you have got on a monthly payment. And even, you know, it really touches me when somebody is sending $5 or $7 a month or $10 a month. It's like we are family. We really are. I take it, you know, that's the only reason I do these shows. It's because I feel you, and I know that it's important to create a sense of continuity, groundedness, stability, because this is a crazy world we're in right now. It is really crazy. And, did I drop out? Hello?
No, you're here.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't see myself going up on the screen, but I guess if I'm here, I'm here.
I see you. You're frozen, probably.
You see me? My thing was still down, frozen. Okay. So in any case, you know, we are, I do believe we are not doing this for fame, although we could become famous. It's okay. But I'm not compromising. And we do have one of the most amazing sources of energy that we give away for free all the time. That's not me and Terry. That's our sources. But we are the portal for them. We've got to hold the fort down. We've got to pay the bills. And if we can't do that, the portal just disappears, okay? So, I mean, we do sell our products. Many of you have bought our products, our ozone machines, our pendants, and I really appreciate that. But you know what? Most of the time when we sell something, and we do make money on it, you are getting a better deal than us. Not that we're not getting a good deal, but our products are so good, particularly the ozone machine. It's so amazing. And one of the reasons I took that product on in particular is because I know one of the agendas of the negative is to let loose some killer flus into this realm. I read enough to see that coming up enough through chemtrails or some other way, through water supplies. And I know the ozone machine strengthens your immune system. And it can even kill something that's in your system. And, I mean, just in case, for what all the other benefits, more energy, all kinds of stuff, you know, just in case something like that happens, it's like storing food. It's like this, you know, one product that can go for you and your family, and it'll last quite a long time. And it's like, I hope you never need it for that purpose. I hope I'm all wrong about this. But it comes up all the time. Whenever the government announces a new pandemic coming around, you can put your paranoid ears up and say, what are they doing now? Because they probably are. Okay?
What's the website for the ozone machine?
WellnessOz.com. And it was in today's email. WellnessOz.com. And use the discount code INFINITY for an immediate discount. Wasn't it you, Hives, who told me your son got rid of his flu or something, he thought, with the ozone machine?
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
Just by one drink of water.
One drink of water. You know, go look it up on the internet. Ozone is not pie in the sky. You'll find, 400,000 web pages or websites, I don't remember, on the benefits of ozone. And all these doctors all over the world that are using it and are doing miracles, that are curing cancer, that are curing AIDS, that are, I can't remember everything else, but just look up ozone therapy and any problem, anything, high blood pressure, arthritis, look it up and see what comes up. I think you'll be surprised. Okay, 7:20, we got to start our show. Wait a second, hold. Okay, we're recording. We did start. Terry, you're not ready, right? I'm not ready.
No. I look at it like, okay, I got to get ready to get out of the way.
That's right. Okay. Okay. You know what? I just want to point out we got a couple donations since I went on that rant. Thank you both. Thank you, Susan and Bonnie. We noticed. Okay. All right. In any case, let me get to our page here. There we go. We got it. We got some good questions tonight. And then some bad questions. We'll go through the bad questions and figure them out. All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us when we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now, and do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is Ra An, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are a combination of part of the Elohim group, a soul group made of many, many beings that are working together, and the Ra group, who is another soul group who has experienced life in the third dimension and therefore carries lower frequencies. This gives us a bigger footprint between the range of frequencies covered by the Ra group and covered by us, the Elohim. When we give an answer, do not take it as being the total be-all and end-all. Only if it resonates with you, and work to figure out how it resonates. Don't just take it as the end of the answer. See what resonates with you and develop your own independent view and just use what we give you as an aid toward your own development. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And, you know, I think sometimes people ask questions because they want you to say that everything's going to be all right, don't worry about a thing. What would you tell those people?
I would tell them that in the long run, everything is going to be all right. However, in the short run, they may experience some things that they would not consider all right. However, in the growth process, these all go together to provide growth for the individual, and the result was all it is, God that is there looking over you.
Thank you. Okay, we have a question from John Sulorowski. And I'm going to ask a pre-question to his question, and then I'm going to decide where we go from there. And in one of our sessions a long time ago, there was an indication that there was more than one universe. And I think it said five or six or something, and that they were all separately evolving. They were all having a group that was, I believe, responsible for that particular universe, and it was all.
And they all have similar problems that they work out their solution to.
Right. And it was all still under the auspices of the same one infinite creator. Yes?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And when universes are started, is there a template plan where when it started, you know how exactly long that universe is going to last, or are all universes infinitely going on forever once they're started?
It is an individual thing. Everything is created in the now. And so from the present, from the current now, you can look back and you can look forward. And when you look forward, you see that maybe the prediction, the thing that comes up, might be the thing that happens. However, it is changeable. It may not look like it's changeable, but that just means that a person doesn't have their finger on the elements of it that are needed to change for the whole thing, the whole outcome to change.
People have said that, you know, universes fold up on themselves, and at a certain point, the universe folds up. Is that true? And who initiates that, if it is?
We do not see that the universe, we are looking, but we do not see the fold-up process that you speak of.
Okay. So once it's initiated, it's started, but it's on its own track once it's started, and it keeps going.
Yes. Now, there is a way to get fulfillment, and in fulfillment, to let go of the hold on the various frequencies that one is tuned into in the physical, and to move back into the all that is, into the nothingness of God. There is a way to do that, but one then moves out of all of the connections.
I mean, an individual can do that, not an entire universe.
So right, because
yeah.
The universe is made of individual energies, and each one has its own trajectory.
And I think I may have asked this, but I haven't asked it publicly. Since each universe is evolving on its own path, and we have a number of universes, can beings be moved from one universe to another? And what's
yes.
the process?
To intend themselves into the other universe. In fact, there are get-togethers where the heads of the different universes get together and discuss the progress, the problems that are in their universe, and see if there are any solutions that another similar universe has come up with that can help in the first universe.
Now, are wormholes gateways between universes?
They are between universes, and they are between stargates, between star systems, between realms. Wormholes provide a means to transition from one place to another.
Okay. So, John Siborowski, that's all I'm going to ask about universes. I hope that helps your questions for tonight, okay?
If one is concerned about the future and that a star or a planet might disappear sometime long in the future, if one is concerned about that, you are, as an individual, are a part of a star system, and with your progress in development and enlightenment, you don't need to consider it the end all of your existence, as you may move past any physical ending and move into the upper realms that are not going to be ending.
Thank you. We have a question from Tad in Cincinnati. And in fact, he just started listening to our calls. And this is his first question. And Tad, you know, one of the themes here in your question is I'm not sure that I intentionally use those words in with a particular meaning to them. It just might have been a slip of my tongue. You know, there is a terminology which is love, not love light, but time, space, and space, time. And the Ra group definitely uses time, space, and space, time in the way that your question might make more sense. Because apparently I use the word light love and love light, and I didn't really use them as a different idea, but maybe there is. I don't know. Our sources can deal with it. But time, space, and space, time has definitely been talked about by the Ra group. And we are in time, space, time in this realm. And in the higher realms, the Ra group calls it time, space. And it's almost as if time, space is the dimensional realm. It's all like time comes together. Like, for example, if you die and you're in time space, you don't experience time there. At least not to the way we experience it here. It moves in a different way. It's very, you know, you can go for 10,000 years in this realm and 10,000 years in time-space, but it won't feel like 10,000 years. Our sources are in time-space, but they have been around. Okay, let's say if we believe what they say, they've been around for millions of years, and they don't experience it as a long time, okay? I don't think. And so I'm going to ask Pat's question in relationship to time, space, and space, time, rather than love, light, and light, love, since I've never heard that distinction, and I probably just said it by mistake. But
is his question about love, light, and light, love?
Well, let me ask the question now about talking about time, space, and space, time. That beings that are in time-space, time moves in a totally different way than beings that are in 3D. And the experience of time is totally different. The experience of time for the Elohim is totally different than the experience of time in this realm. And in fact, one time, the Elohim described himself as the keepers of time, which I thought was an amazing way to think of them. Okay, so if we're talking to the keepers of time, and again, I never tell people to believe anything. I'm just telling you what they said. We're here now. They're talking. We're asking them questions. And you draw your own conclusions. But from your point of view, or the Ra point of view, who actually use this terminology, just give us a description of space-time and time-space.
Thank you. Above space-time and time-space is the impetus, the action, the intention, the vibration that time-space develops out of. So time is a result, and the impulse difficult for incidents, the intention is the cause. So you have the source that generates energy. And if one is in the higher realm, there is a control over time so that one can make time go faster or slower. And that is in all realms. They can make time go faster or slower so that it is the time is senior to the space because the space can be speeded up and created and changed or slowed down and get wider and bigger.
Thank you. So now I'm going to ask the question that in quantum mechanics, there's a particle and a wave. What's that called? It's a certain, forget the name for that theory. But there are certain times particle wave theory, or maybe something else. But like there are certain experiments where matter acts as a particle and other experiments where it acts as a wave, where it's not a particle, it doesn't exist, it's a frequency. And does the particle wave theory have anything to do with time, space, and space-time?
It is a result of the vibration, and the vibration is a wave that intersects with other vibrations which make a node which hold their space in time. They establish the space and the time. So the rate of the vibration establishes time.
So the rate of vibration would relate to the wave part of matter, correct?
That is correct. That is correct. And then when you intersect them, it creates a node. And the node appears to be a particle, although it isn't. It's an intersection of waves. And light is the intersection of waves with nodes and with other vibrations. In other words, like a light bulb burns and it has resistance to the electricity and it makes it burn. So when you experience light, even auras, it is the intersection of waves with nodes that are being created in the manifest world. It is a complex action.
Now, if we're having an intersection of waves, does that mean behind the waves, each wave, there is a consciousness? For example, like an Elohim or something up there that is creating a wave. One being, one Elohim, can't create two waves, can he or can he?
an Elohim can create many ways at one time.
One Elohim can do it, yes?
Yes.
Like it doesn't take two Elohim to create two waves, correct?
No, although two Elohim can create two waves, or they can create multiple waves, each one.
Right. And so is there something in the node that has to do with harmonics? Like where two waves are at different frequencies, anyone who knows physics knows that there are additional frequencies created when you add the two together or when you subtract one from the other, which are called harmonics. So is there something about harmonics that is important to the creation of a node?
Nodes can be created by harmonics coming together. So you might have one main node, and then when the harmonics come together, it creates another node, and so forth, on and on.
Thank you. Okay, let's move off of that. let's see.
So Rev is behind it all. It is the creation. It is the bringing together of nodes and vibrations. But love is like an intention behind something allowing the attention, the intention to flow forth. Love light would be the intention, the love, the creation force that creates the vibration that then intersects with the manifest, creating a resistance like a burning light bulb and showing light.
Thank you. Greg Borden has a really great question. Probably everyone would like to hear the answer to this one, including me. And so his question is, what is the quickest way to release false beliefs and all trauma in attaining an open vessel to be in the flow with the infinite creator and live the life of magical synchronicity and intentional manifestation in this plane?
Thank you. It would be to get to the decision, the belief, the origin of the belief. What has caused the belief to take shape? A belief can be beneficial or can hold one back. If a person believes, for instance, that they don't deserve something, then it can color all incoming receipt of love, of money, of life sources, of the life force to replenish itself. To get to the source of one's belief, is the belief beneficial toward their survival, toward their connection, toward their communication with others? Or is there a belief that is holding one back to observe oneself and see what it is that is propelling them forward, opening them up, or to see what is hindering them, and to observe themselves, see what the factors are, and then work with any detrimental factors to dismiss them.
Thank you. I can say from my personal experience, there have been times in my life when I experienced that state that he is talking about. And it was, for me, I do experience it. I experienced it when I was traveling and hitchhiking. And I said to myself, if there's a God, you better prove it to me or else I'm going to die. Because I felt like a nerd when I started that trip, and I didn't feel up to facing all these strangers in the world. And then everything on that trip became synchronistic, became astrologically related. And I was fairly young, and my eyes just opened up wide. And I said, how can this be happening? And it was only happening while I was traveling. And I had read a lot of spiritual things. I had read an autobiography of a yogi. And I said, man, what's happening to me seems like similar in its own way to what happened to Yogananda. But how can this be happening to me? And then I'll turn it over to our sources and say, how does that, I mean, I have an intuition about it now, about how it works. But could our sources share in their words how that happened for me?
Thank you. One has their own gifts, and their gifts are unique and separate to the individual. However, when one reaches out past their gifts and connects with the world around them and takes in what is necessary and is open to what is necessary to enhance their growth and to move them forward on their path, when they are open to go beyond their own individual gift and to connect their gift with the world around them and to be able to move into the surroundings, the environment, whatever area there is that is necessary that can enhance their own development and is open to it, it makes a grace that unlocks their gifts and makes it multidimensional and enhances their gifts by many factors and allows them to move in and out of their environment with grace.
Thank you. So that was an exercise in grace when I was doing that, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Annie in Michigan, all right? And she asks, now Annie, you know what? We are not authorized to do diagnosis or to talk about health conditions. I'm going to ask the question and just consider the answer entertainment, all right? Annie Kurtz.
Okay.
Her name, in Michigan. And check it out with your doctor, whatever is said, if it's something that sounds like it should. And I will tell you that there's at least one person that had conditions like yours that was drinking a lot of ozonated water, and it seemed to help, okay? So her question is, what is the cause of my pain condition in my spine and my foot? And what would be the best way to try and self-heal? I'm tired of traditional medicine.
Thank you. We would suggest doing research into putting in your condition and seeing what has helped with that, with other people there's much information on the internet. Structure is very important, that the structure of the body be aligned correctly. When one has a blockage of energy due to a misaligned structure, it creates pain and difficulty radiating from those areas. Sometimes this can date back to trauma, earlier trauma in one's life or in a past life that one is seeking to avoid pain and trauma, and pulls their energy away from the area to alleviate the pain, but yet by doing that, the energy cannot get in there to allow the body to restructure itself and to heal. The keeping of the body alkaline can provide extra electrons to the body that can help the body use those extra electrons to rebuild structure. The taking of proper minerals so your bone structure can remineralize where it is needed. There are various minerals that when they are missing from a body, then put stress on certain areas of the body that need those minerals, and then can create pain and disease as a result of not having the minerals the body needs to repair itself. Keeping the digestion and the metabolism strong. As one gets older, the digestion tends to be overridden by different factors, and one of them is antibiotics. Proper digestion is needed for the creation of the vitamins within the digestive tract, and proper colonization of beneficial bacteria in the digestive tract can do a lot to give the person energy and increase their metabolism. Those are some of the things that we know, and we suggest that your search is good, because there are things out there that can help. And if what we're doing now is not working or not making a beneficial change, then it is good to research and to find alternative doctors that have been able to cure diseases or make things better for individuals. Thank you. When are you there?
Sorry, I was muted. Oh, my God. We're having a role reversal here. Thank you so much. That's going to be our last question for the night. Oh, I'll just mention, she asked about Nibiru. According to our answers in the past, it's not going to be a problem. There's a lot of things that are out there that even from people that look like experts, even David Wilcock, that are, from our sources' point of view, are not accurate. So, you know, use your own judgment, ask a question on Wednesday, but don't ask me to discredit people, you know, publicly. They're trying, some people are trying to do a good job and they just got it wrong. And maybe we have it wrong. You see, this is where you got to get your own discernment in gear. Figure out who's got it right and who's got it wrong and who you can trust. Because if we're just, you know, passing our opinion on what everyone else is saying, how do you know we're right, okay? They don't, that makes us too powerful. I don't want that position. But I usually do lots of cross-referencing, including asking our sources before I come to a conclusion on something. And if I say it, you know, I might say our sources said this. That may or may not be right, okay? But they've got a good track record at this point, pretty good compared to a lot of other people out there. Okay, so just remember, you got a chance to make a donation. As soon as you get off this line, go to the email today. There was a donation link. And if you appreciate us and you're listening regularly, and it's like completes the circuit to help us pay our BBS bill and whatever else we do. We give a lot to this work, and we really appreciate it if you support it back. And if you don't, that's okay. You can still come, all right? And that note, and we welcome Jim in Mesa back to the calls. And I think once I get, here we go, here's the thing for tonight. Oh, no, it's not. Is this for tonight? All right. Guys, can you unmute everybody? Wait a second.
All right. Thank you all so much. Thank you to our sources. Awesome. Thank you, Terry Wynn. Everybody here.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you all.
Thank you from Seattle. Thank you, Terry.
Goodbye.